Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back. Glad you are here with us on a Tuesday morning on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Dan Buchan here alongside me this morning, filling in, obviously, for Kim St. Ange, who will return from maternity leave next week. You know, it's weird, Dan. I texted her yesterday. I'm like, so how you enjoying this last week off? Silence. I didn't get anything from her.
Crickets.
I don't know if it's the alarm clock she's not going to be looking forward to. I'm sure leaving those babies won't be easy. So we're looking forward to it, having Kim back. But we also appreciate your contributions, my friend.
It has been a blast. The 12 weeks went quick. It was like
zipped right by.
It really did. This whole year has just flown by. Nuts.
I know it has. If you're just now tuning in, you missed the breaking news that I broke at about 5 a.m. this morning. Regarding my Responder Rescue ATF raffle that we help out with every year.
This is big.
Big new addition as a prize here for this. If the person that donates the most to this raffle this year, whether you win one of the three great prizes or not, is going to be treated to dinner with blues legend Tony Twist.
The Twister.
And me. I'll throw myself in there as a bonus. You may not care about that as much as Tony Twist.
Just wind Tony up and let him go.
He is a great supporter of Responder Rescue, and he has agreed to have dinner with the person that donates the most in the raffle this year and their significant other. And, of course, I'll be along, and so will Pat and Lisa from Responder Rescue. So we're looking forward to a great night. So don't hold back because somebody's going to win that as well, whether they end up winning one of the great three great prizes. I mentioned this earlier. I was at Lore Wine and Spirits yesterday where they made a donation this year. I knew they were going to. I just didn't know what all would be in it. It's like another $900 worth of.
And that's not its own item. That goes with your barrel package?
Yes, with the whiskey package. It's not only you're getting Pappy Van Winkle and the Weller and all that, you're getting a bunch of wine from Gunlock Bunshoe. You're getting spiced rum. You're getting moonshine from Sugarland. You're getting Devil's River whiskey as well, Four Roses, Green River, another $868 retail value that's going to be added in there alongside the Stolach whiskey package and all the other great stuff. That's just the bourbon basket. I've called it a bourbon basket. It's like a restock your bar package is what it is.
It's like a liquor store. What
it
are
is.
You talking about?
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's like everything you need for like the next 4 years.
Dollar a ticket, folks. Text Responder to 33100. Buy your tickets today. We're going to pick three winners on the 26th, so next Wednesday. And we've really got to ramp this up between now and then because we're a little behind on donations. I think being out a week with broken ribs kind of put me behind the eight ball here. Mm-hmm. But if you could donate, please do. And, of course, you might win the night at Lit Cigar Lounge or the CZ 9mm concealed carry handgun from the range St. Louis West. Good luck to you. text responder to 33100.
And it's now
that.
A charitable challenge. Whoever can donate the most
yes.
gets an extra bonus.
That's right.
You don't even have to be drawn to win. That's worth a prize by itself.
Throwing it in there. We appreciate Lisa at Responder Rescue for working that out for us. It's going to be great. All right, coming up, Todd Pyra, host of Fox Friends First. Mark Walters at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to him more about this new Delaware law that has a judge has allowed to take effect. That's just like, are you kidding me? Like, what part of shall not be infringed do these liberal judges not understand? They've allowed these Delaware lawmakers to do something that is as outrageous as an FOID card, which seems like such a bad old idea. And they're trying to do something like that in Delaware. We'll talk to Mark about that at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get to Dan's segment here before the end of the hour as well. But right now, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I have done for my whole career. I'm fighting hard to bring Americans' costs down. I'm fighting hard to deliver for New York. I've done that my whole career. I'm going to continue to do that. Period.
Chuck Schumer not giving up easily, baby. They want him out of there, but he knows he'll never make it as a grill cook since he puts cheese on raw hamburgers. So he's got to stay in the Senate where he can make $200,000 a year for doing absolutely nothing.
Listen, her district, her congressional district in Georgia is plus 20 Republican. That means that, you know, there's a lot more Republicans. If Donald Trump actually does choose to primary her, it could cost her her job.
Well, isn't that the reason that most Republicans in Congress don't go up against her?
Oh, The View are suddenly all on board with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Isn't it how funny they flipped?
Trump had, you know what happened. He's sitting in the White House having a conversation with J.D. Vance, and Vance is like, I'll bet you can't get the people on View to like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Trump says, hold my beer. Watch this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, and suddenly they love her.
Oh, she's the best thing ever.
I'm a supporter of Sackey Court. I'm also a supporter of, I firmly believe if we held Supreme Court justices to the same standard that we hold other federal judges, there is a compelling case for the impeachment and removal of at least two.
All right, so this just is, so you know what's coming. This is the leading Senate candidate in the state of Maine, a guy named Graham Platner. He's running for the United States Senate. He wants Democrats to pack the Supreme Court and impeach at least two of the current sitting judges. He doesn't think the Senate's done nearly enough to be aggressive when the Democrats are in power. And if they regain power, the first thing they're going to do is get rid of the 60-vote threshold. Why don't the Republicans strike first? I don't understand it.
Read them. I don't know. I honestly, brother, if Biden had that for 4 years and didn't release it, I think they're very suspect at best. So I'm kind of over all that.
Yeah, Tim Burchett, the congressman, the Republican, he's so down to earth. He's sort of like a John Kennedy out of Louisiana a little bit. They're like, they're going to vote. What do you think about the vote to release the Epstein files? He goes, you know what, brother? If they had anything in there, Biden would have released it 4 years ago.
I'm so done with that. That's great.
Yeah, I've got audio here from Donald Trump way back in 2015 exposing Epstein is a problem for Hillary Clinton more so that he clearly wasn't worried about it himself. He's like, this is a bad guy. That was a bad island. Listen to Trump way back when, before he was officially a candidate.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
what do you think the problem will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So,
the Clintons are friends,
and he's
of
been
yours,
there
right?
for many times.
The Clintons are friends.
Well, I can't say friends, but I know
they're friendly.
Them.
You know them.
Are they play at my clubs a lot. I have clubs, and everybody likes to play.
Are you
at
saying
my clubs.
There's a political problem for her if she runs for president?
It could be a political problem. Look, he could be a political problem. Right now, he's Teflon, and right now, maybe not. But he could end up being a political problem.
Wow. Way back when.
2015. That was
before he came down the escalator.
That's right. So he was calling Epstein out and saying, even though he's Teflon right now,
that dude's going down, and he's probably going to take people down with him. Yeah. And he was warning, yeah. I think, Hillary Clinton, because there are definitely some Clinton ties to
Here's what I would warn people. For anybody who's drooling out there right now, thinking, oh, this is going to get voted on this afternoon, and we'll have the list by tomorrow, think again. If they've already released 20,000 pages of emails, before they can release whatever they're going to release next, they're going to have to go through it and redact all of the names of all of the victims who don't want their names out there. And this is going to be a process. Whatever starts today with a vote is not, even if it makes it through the Senate, you're not getting any answers on this for a long time. So I'm just trying to temper expectations for whatever is about to come out of Congress on this whole thing. All right, coming up, we'll get to Todd Pyro, a host of Fox and Friends First. Always love having Todd on every week. And our friend Mark Walters at 7:37. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tune. All right, ladies and gentlemen, host of Network News and current sixth placeholder in his Football Fantasy League, Todd Pyro. How are you, my friend?
I'm sorry. Let's review. Okay? There are three fantasy leagues. In the Fox and Friends staff one, not the on-air people, where they all have... In the Fox and Friends staff one, I am in first place.
Okay, all right.
Resoundingly, okay? Second of all, in the Ruthless podcast one, I lost this week. Let's see where I currently am. Stand by. I wasn't ready for this. Okay. I have the Uh-oh. Same record as everybody in first place,
okay.
But I have fewer points. So I have dropped to fourth place. I am on a 2-game losing streak, but nevertheless, I am 7-4. And if you look at the top four teams, I am in first place, just tied and in fourth. In the other league, I've told you this. I did not draft that team. I said, I don't have time for this crap. Can I say crap without the bleep?
Yes, you can.
I already have two leagues. I've got two kids. I've got two jobs because, you know, I'm a dad, in case you didn't know that. And I don't have time for it. But they said everybody's doing it. So I said, fine, you run it. I was unaware that they were going to be publicizing the friggin' results.
Now Carly Shimkus is beating you.
Yes.
I let this kid just run it. And by the time I know what's up, like I missed the first couple of weeks where they were running it. I'm like, whoa. I'm in last place.
Yes.
So I put it on social media. You can find it. It's on my Instagram. I had a press conference, a mock press conference, where I fired the guy who ran the team.
Your GM's gone.
I told him, we wish the best for him and his family.
Okay.
But I had to take over. And so since I've taken over, we have won more than we have lost. But I got a lot of ground to make up.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, so.
Clearly I've hit a nerve here. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Tom.
Boy.
Yeah.
A little inside Fox there, people.
Cut the crap.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man. Is it true that Mamdani, does he actually have an appointment at the White House with Donald Trump, or is that just a rumor?
You always ask me these things, like, there is a story out there, but I, the 5 a.m. anchor, am going to know the real story. Yeah, because all the news that's out there is a diversion. Everything is really a diversion to get everybody else off the case so that I'm a little overmodulated, I'm sorry. So I, the 5 a.m. news anchor, can get the real story and impress everybody.
Well, I know you had Paul Morrow on, right,
talking about this.
And this is what Mamdani said about the current police commissioner situation up in New York. Listen.
I made that commitment during the election. That's something that I continue to believe.
Will she stay in that office?
I continue to be confident in my decision.
She has said more than once that the officers, she wants more of them. Hmm. And you don't have that in your positions yet.
I think that the number of officers that we have is the right amount. I think the better question, frankly, that is often lost in our politics is how do we keep those officers on the force?
Yeah. So this guy is going to defund the police is what's about to happen in New York, right?
Okay. Here's my response. up until about a week ago, this angle of this story, it would have upset me because I worry about my health and safety. Yeah. I want as many cops on the street, and you have to be realistic. Jessica Tisch, even though Democrat and appointed by Democrat, has done an amazing job in this city. So the takeaway is she is very, very good at managing and getting the most out of her talent. Okay? So why did I say last week? What was the change? Was it something that Mamdani said? Was it something in the political? No. Hear me out. The Giants only fired their coach and not the general manager. And the Tisch family half owns the Giants. And so I, quite frankly, don't care if she gets kicked out of her job as police commissioner. I want her to take over the Giants because she can make things happen.
So she's a defensive coach,
owns is what you're the team. Oh, are you kidding me? I'd put her on the sidelines with a headset over Shane Bowen.
That's funny.
Any day of the week. That guy is, my kids can do better defensive coordinating. So I'm off. If Tisch has to go, go to the Giants, clean up that mess, get rid of Joe Shane. You already got rid of Brian Daboll. I who cares if it's a woman? She cleaned up the New York City situation. She made the city relatively safe. I'm not looking for a Super Bowl. She made the city relatively safe. I just want a team that's relatively okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking for 8-9.
Yeah,
I'm not asking for too much.
Our two New York Giants fans who listen to this station are really happy we just spent a minute talking about that.
Are you attacking me? Let me tell you something. You guys should be happy that somebody's talking. You wish you had a football team.
We do wish we had a football team.
Yeah, because our Chiefs are terrible. Of course, they right now are playing rather terrible.
We got the Battle Hawks.
It's Missouri. We have a lot of Chiefs fans here.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Battle Hawks.
Okay, so the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia at the White House today. What do you think the agenda is? Obviously, trying to get them into the Abraham Accords has got to be the top priority for Trump, right?
Yeah,
that's what the invite's all about.
But, I mean, is that really going to happen? I asked an expert today, and she said, no, not going to happen.
Huh.
They're going to try to use the F-35s as a
means by which to say, you know, we sell you these planes, you join the Abraham Accords. She said it's not going to be that easy. But, you know, all those who have doubted Trump in the past, you know,
one of those things.
So,
yeah.
So don't put it past him. And she didn't seem too keen on this notion of a defense force being sort of led by the Saudis in the Gaza. She gave me the impression that really the Saudis want nothing to do. They just want to sports wash the world, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, they want to do fun things and they don't want to do the serious stuff. So so we'll see.
Todd, we got to run. Thank you.
You're awesome. Have a great weekend, brother. All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you. He's a good sport.
I say good weekend. It's Tuesday, but we don't have him till
we won't talk to him until next week.
That's He's awesome, though.
All right, coming up, we will talk to Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and find out his take on basically Delaware just adopted an FOID card. How did a judge let that happen? We'll be back in just a minute.
New law is now on the books in Delaware after a judge declines to restrain it pending a court battle that requires anyone looking to buy a handgun in Delaware to first obtain a purchasing permit. That law passed along party lines in the Delaware state legislature, where Democrats hold the majority. But what many may find interesting is that despite this requirement of a purchasing permit, the state does not require permits for ownership of handguns, nor for openly carrying them, only to carry concealed.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters back with us from Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and just a fine American. How are you, Mark? You doing all right this morning?
I'm doing good. Welcome back in the chair. Great to be with you. Good morning.
Thank yeah, you bet, man. I appreciate you. What about this situation in Delaware? I mean, as Dan and I were talking about earlier, what about shall not be infringed is so hard for these liberal judges to understand?
Well, it's beyond that. I think, you know, again, it's agenda, right? And it's just more proof positive, Mark, as you and I have talked about many, many times, that it has nothing to do with the Constitution. It has to do with political agenda, period. And they put that over and above everything else. Because, you know, I've got the Second Amendment tattooed on my arm, and I read it from time to time. And it stops it shall not be infringed. It doesn't say as long as you do this, that, or the other thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But we always fall back on the shall not be infringed. There's so much more to it. A lot of people forget that there's another half to the Second Amendment. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is what's mostly quoted, but it's a well-regulated militia. And the left uses that, and this is where you hear the agenda come in when they talk about the Second Amendment. See, it's well-regulated. That means gun control. No. It's 18th century Oxford English. A well-regulated clock means a clock that's in finely tuned working order. A well-regulated militia is a well-trained militia, which is made up of the people, which is you and I, that is designed to keep because it's necessary for the security of a free state. That's why our right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's not rocket science, and it doesn't require a PhD.
Well, and people oftentimes try to make it an individual right given to us by a constitution, and that is not at all what it is. It is not the Constitution and the Second Amendment doesn't give us the right to bear arms. It is limiting the government from infringing on our right, and that's what gets misconstrued here. The government should not allow, you know, force us to have fingerprints and a card in order to own a gun. That is an extra step of infringement that we shouldn't have to go through. I don't believe that. I mean,
you're absolutely right. And Tim Kaine made a fool of himself just a couple weeks ago when he talked about at Congress in one of the hearings about how there are people out there who believe that rights come from God and not from man or government. Rights are granted
by government.
They absolutely
do.
Yeah. You know, and of course that clip went viral, and the fact that it went viral and he made a fool of himself is actually encouraging. It means that a lot of people understand what it is that we're talking about here right now. They get it. That's why he made a fool of himself, because it's not just the Second Amendment, but it's the entire Bill of Rights. These are inalienable rights recognized by our founders as being granted by God to us that were recognized, and it's why they deemed it. And all you got to do, folks is read the Federalist Papers to understand all of this. We simply don't have enough time to go into that. But I would highly recommend Federalist 46 if people want to understand the right to bear arms.
Do you know, Mark, whether or not this is something the Second Amendment Foundation is involved in? I mean, I know clearly the judge made the ruling that the law could go ahead and take effect as it was being challenged.
Yeah, and then, you know, let me move that over with our short time up to Supreme Court cases right now, because the Second Amendment Foundation is involved in a number of cases, over 60 cases right now being litigated by the Second Amendment Foundation. I want people to understand that it's Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation that are responsible for over 85% of the litigation that we've won in courtrooms across this country, including many at the Supreme Court. And right now, the Second Amendment Foundation is seeking cert, the Illinois Cook County assault weapons ban right now. And the big one that we're talking about right now, the big news, is the Connecticut case. The Connecticut Second Amendment Foundation and Connecticut Citizens Defense League are seeking cert for to overturn Connecticut's assault weapons ban. And this case has a really, really good, pun intended, shot at making it. Now, we felt the same way about the Fourth Circuit case, the Maryland assault weapons ban case, which was known as the Snopes case. And this one checked all the boxes. It had been completely litigated through to its end after delays by the Fourth Circuit, and they finally upheld the Maryland ban, the full Fourth Circuit did, and it was ripe for the Supreme Court to take. When the Supreme Court did not grant cert, because they didn't have four justices, which is what's required to grant cert to get the case to the court before the full court for oral arguments, Kavanaugh issued a statement saying, hey, guys, we will get one of these cases either in the next term or the one after, which means this term right now or the next term. And we have two huge cases up right now. The Connecticut case is unique because it's very simple. It's called an interlocutory case. It has not been adjudicated to completion yet. And as a result of that, which it doesn't matter, the court has taken cases in that situation before. But this case actually asks only one question. Hey, guys, can you ban this gun or not? That's all this case talks about. And it's high time, post-Bruin, 3 years after Bruin, that all of your precedents are now being overlooked by lower courts. And it's now time you talk. We need an answer on this. So this case, we're really confident. We know. Well, let me put it this way. We're never confident that the court is going to take a case you never know. But if we get the case taken by the Supreme Court, I can promise you we're going to win the case. And here's why. And I'll quote the great Alan Gottlieb from my show on Sunday night. They will not take the case to uphold the bans in the lower courts. If they wanted to do that, they would just refuse the case and let those bans stand. If they take the case, we're going to win the case. It's that simple.
Man, good. That's encouraging.
Yeah, it is. We'll, very encouraging.
When are they supposed to make a decision on some of those cases? Anytime or sometime this session or what?
Yeah, they have. There are four, believe it or not, right now there are four Second Amendment-related cases seeking cert at the court. So on Monday, we got the notification. None of those cases were granted, but none were denied cert, which means they just put them off to a next conference. In the meantime, you've got a couple other cases. So we're looking at a total of six cases seeking certiorari at the Supreme Court now, which is almost unprecedented. But in a post-Bruin environment, it's really not, because the court has already made these decisions. And I think it's important people understand, why isn't the court taking one of these cases yet? Why are they waiting? Kavanaugh told us that we're going to get one. So what are we waiting for? Well, what's happening in a post-Bruin environment is, Bruin being the 2023 victory that we won, individual rights case, et cetera, New York, et cetera. But the reason it takes so long is because the court has to wait and see how the lower courts are going to rule after they ruled in the Supreme Court case. Now we have a couple, 3 years behind us under our belt, and now these cases are coming to the Supreme Court, and they're going to take one. Hopefully they take one this session, and we would get a response from the court after oral arguments in the summer of this year by June. If not, we get one next year. But we've got to do this. You know, look, Thomas is aging. Alito's aging. We've got to get this case before the court. Kavanaugh knows it. We will get one. And, guys, I want to tell you, I'm very confident in this. When they take one of these assault weapons ban cases, we will win that case.
Boy, glad to hear it for sure. Mark Walters, remind people how the best way is they can follow you on social media and otherwise.
Well, they can't get me now on Twitter because it looks like Twitter's not loading anything right now, at least in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, us neither.
AAR Mark. AAR Mark, and of course they can find out everything they want about Armed American Radio at armedamericanradio.com.
Yeah, you were running a poll the other day. Mark asked this, I love this, on social media. It said, name a band that everybody else loves but that you hate. A band that you can't stand, but it seems like everybody else loves it. What was the winner of that poll, Mark?
There were a bunch, but the Grateful Dead came up a lot, I will tell you that.
And Springsteen.
My answer to that, well, I was taking a guitar lesson, and the instructor asked that question. I thought that was interesting, and I put it out there. Mine was two bands, Bruce Springsteen and the Grateful Dead. I can't stand either one of them. And the one in the Grateful Dead, because when I came up, actually got me in fist fights when I used to tell people that I hated the Grateful
Dead.
Didn't
like
they
it.
Punched me out. You know?
All those violent Jerry Garcia fans got offended by that, right?
Yeah, as soon as they came off their dope buzz, they were good to rock and roll and punch me out, you know?
Mark, have a great day.
I love you guys. Thanks, St. Louis. Have fun. Keep the fight up.
Take care of yourself. That guy can play a guitar, too, man. Telling you what. He sent me a sample of he's really cooking on the guitar these days. I suggested
Mark's
Bad Bunny.
Mark's
the guitarist?
Mark
Walters,
okay. Yeah. All right.
He's into it. I threatened to start playing guitar again. Mark actually did it, and he's getting pretty darn good at it.
Well, Judas Priest would have made my list, too. I never got into the—
You were never
I
a
never,
Priest
I
fan?
I never got into the Priest at all, and everybody Rocking was when I was in high school. I'd be like, dude, I'm not getting it. I just don't. Yeah,
I wanted to see them when they were at the Family Arena this past year. I missed it. I think I was out of town or something, but I always loved them. Interesting. That's funny. Remind people what's coming up on your segment next day.
Oh, it is Truth Bomb Tuesday. We've got an awesome woman who does these great little short snippets of truth that you got to hear, particularly about generational hatred that seems to be promoted amongst counselors of blaming your parents for everything that's bad in your life. We'll have that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
After the break.
But don't give a f-
It is our Truth Bomb Tuesday, where we always find somebody out on the internet who's just dropping truth bombs each and every day. And I love today's. This gal, I've been following her for probably a year and a half. Her truth is not always popular, and what she talks about isn't easy for some people to hear. And I think truth in general is just tough, don't you? That we,
yes.
we sometimes don't want to hear what challenges our pre-notions or our assumptions, or we're clinging to certain things and we're in denial about certain things. And when the truth is presented to us, you're hard to accept it. But today's social media warrior, I just think she brings a truckload of truth. She posts these very short snippets, and it's usually life advice and insightful truth bombs in all of her posts. And they're short, but they are spot on. Oftentimes, she is diving into particular practices around parenting or around blaming your parents that so many Gen Zers and some millennials love to do. Her name is Tanya Cazal, and she is a best-selling author. She's got about 230,000 followers on Facebook. She also has an X account. But I'm going to share two of her recent posts where she explains why blaming your mom and dad for your tough life isn't fair and it isn't productive. Here's Tanya Cazal with today's Truth Bomb Tuesday.
Our parents didn't have the luxury of finding themselves. They didn't have the coaches or podcasts telling them to regulate their nervous system. They had bills, babies in pain, and they still showed up. And they held families together while carrying pain that they never got to name. They didn't heal with therapy trends. They healed through faith, through feeding their families, through doing what needed to be done. And adult kids now look back and criticize their emotional intelligence, forgetting that that generation built the foundation that everyone now stands on. They didn't get to rest. You do because of them.
Now, she takes it a step further in a little later thing where she actually gives some working advice to young adults on how to get past this blame game on your parents. Hit it.
Villainizing your parents will never heal you, because you can call it inner child work or protecting your peace. But if your healing requires making your parents the villain, all you're doing is clutching to that pain and anger. You're not freeing yourself by rewriting history to make them the monsters. You're just keeping the story alive so that you never have to grow past it. Because once you stop blaming them, you lose your excuse and you're forced to grow.
Amen.
And growth is not always easy. You have to face yourself. The parts of you that yell the way they did, react the way they did, avoid the way they did, shut down the way they did, speak the way you did, all of it. That's the real work. And most people would rather stay angry or stuck than face the mirror. You cannot heal while holding someone else hostage in your story. Forgiveness and grace doesn't make them right. It just releases you from needing them to be wrong.
Suck it up, buttercup. Oh, brother. If you know an adult, young adult probably, who is in this victim mindset, I strongly recommend you share this woman's page, because every day she's given great advice. She's a great therapist, she's a counselor, she's an author, and she keeps these snippets short. They're all between 30 seconds and a minute long, and you can find her at Tanya Cazal, Khazaal. So Cazal kind of spelled differently.
Some good advice. Everybody knows somebody that could use that advice, I'll bet you.
Man, it's
good
stuff.
With this snowflake generation's telling you.
Just don't blame other people. Get your life moving by yourself.
Coming up, there's some apparently web problems out there this morning. People are having trouble getting to Twitter and some other sites, X, I guess I should call it. We'll talk more about that coming up. Plus, Ryan Wiggins is in with Wiggins America. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.